Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com.
A couple of weeks ago, I featured on my blog a brand experience brief about a retail store that delivers on an emotional, memorable, and distinctive customer experience. The chain of retail stores is actually called Perch, and it's a specialty retailer of kitchen, bath, and outdoor fixtures and furnishings. And in my brief, I showed how it has broken out of category conventions to create something rather extraordinary. Today, I want to build on that idea and explore another way that Perch has broken from the norm. And here to talk with me is the CEO of the company, Jeffrey Sears. I've asked Jeffrey to talk with me about the name change his company has recently undergone. Just over a month ago, you would have known the company by the name Fixtures Living. But Jeffrey has led his organization through the change to a very different brand name. And I wanted him to share about what it means to, what it seems to be a pretty bold and perhaps risky move and how they did it. So welcome, Jeffrey.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Let's start at the beginning. What is your vision for your company and what do you want your brand to stand for?
Well, from the beginning, we had an idea, and that idea was it wasn't really important what we were doing because that's the mechanical nature of the business that we're in. But the core of the company's beliefs is why we do it, and the why has to do with could we be in a business that could so substantially impact people's lives in their home, with their family and their friends, and to expose them to an ability to create these social gatherings, either with friends and family, that would just simply heighten the experience that they would have in the home, which is so dear to so many people across the United States.
Wow, so that's a pretty bold vision. I mean, it takes a lot to kind of see beyond the what to the why, it sounds like.
Yes, we believe, a core belief in the culture of our company is really this concept of if you start out trying to sell something to somebody, and you don't have a core belief of why you even exist in the first place, that it's not sustainable. And quite frankly, I think that's half the problem with a lot of retail across America. Our ability to focus on this is, I would have to tell you, a luxury in the sense that we had the wherewithal financially and the patience to build this kind of a platform. But, you know, if at some time in the future, and I can tell you a story about that, actually, several weeks ago, I had a family walk up to me and in the store, one of the stores, and just simply say thank you. And I was not sure what they were thanking me for, but they had purchased a year ago a beautiful hearth, which Americans call a pizza oven. And that became and that became the center point for their indoor kitchen, and that's where they gather with their daughters on a Friday, every Friday evening with friends, and it's become really the most inspirational part of their family gathering during the week. And to have someone walk up to you and say you've changed our lives is, as a company, probably the greatest gift you could ever give your people. So we know it works, and we know if we focused on living joyfully and helping people versus simply trying to push a box or a product at them for the sake of a cash register ring, ultimately our people feel better, and our consumers appreciate us for what we really are all about.
Okay. So now your company, as I said, recently underwent a name change from Fixtures Living to Perch. So first, let's start off, will you explain why you made the change?
Well, our marketing department would tell you that it's because I don't think they have a lot to do right now, which is actually the opposite. I can remember walking in and saying, hey, here's an idea. Why don't we change our name? And I'll never forget the looks on their faces. But the reason for it is simple. While we currently have 3 locations, quickly going to 7 in the near term, and then 4 really every year thereafter, we've been blessed to be invited by some of the greatest luxury center developers in North America to enter properties where we would be side by side with the greatest luxury brands in the world. So people like Louis Vuitton and Hermes and Gucci and et cetera and Michael Kors. And the first question we asked ourselves is, how does our name in black and white in that landscape stack up against the Omegas, the Rolexes, the Tumis, et cetera? Mm-hmm. And the name, quite frankly, was too long. It was, and it didn't speak to what we did. And there's only 2 ways you can have a name. It either speaks to what you do or it creates engagement. But what it shouldn't do is confuse. And one of the things we've learned from our customers is we've asked them about our name for over a year now. And many people walk into our stores thinking that we're in the lighting business, which we are not. And so if you were to compound that over tens of thousands of traffics a week in the centers that we're going to be occupying, it was the core decision to search for a more concise name that really created engagement.
And so why Perch? And I should mention to my listeners that Perch is spelled P-I-R-C-H and is written in all caps. So why Perch, Jeffrey?
Well, we hired a beautiful company that's a boutique company to help us with this process. Their name is Myers Ball. They happen to have been in San Diego where our headquarters is, but that wasn't the reason we engaged them. They're very talented people, and we gave them a charge. Either tell us Fixtures Living is the greatest name you've ever heard, or help us pick something that's 5 to 7 letters that creates engagement and that could have a visual mnemonic, which Perch does, which is the branch with the leaf underneath it, that could either stand alone or be in combination with the name itself. We had 20 suggestions, and there's a lot of things you go through, trademark, et cetera, that helps whittle it down. But Perch felt good to us in the sense that it Perch as in roost, nest, feather your nest, or improve the environment in your home. And when you put it up against the landscape of great luxury brands and you cap it, as you pointed out, it has a strength to it. And as we started to deliver color to it and a playfulness to it, that's when we changed the spelling to an I, because as our team suggested, we haven't done anything in the norm since we started, so why should we start now by spelling it with an E? So, and that is about as simple an explanation as I can give you. The only other thing, why is it in caps, is because it's an operational issue in malls. You only are allowed X amount of square feet, and square footage in a sign is determined by the high and the low in the name. And so if you're not taking up the entire space, you're wasting square footage. And your name actually becomes smaller. So that's a very boring technical issue, but one that's very, very true. So.
Well, And one that I think very few people knew about, including me. So I think you've just kind of let us in on a little secret about mall real estate developers and their requirements. Very interesting. So how has the change been going? Like, what has the reaction been? And when you speak about reaction, I'd love to hear reaction from your people, you know, your internal people, as well as customers, and then as well as other, you know, suppliers or other folks that you work with.
Well, we look from the beginning with our people when we started the company. The cultural core belief, in addition to why we exist, is our team has a tendency to have a tremendous amount of trust, and that trust comes through transparency. And so, just like anything else that we've done from the beginning, I took the team in all locations through why we were doing it, and then let them go through the process that a very small group did with Myers-Ball. When we came out the other side, we gave them really the FAQ on what we thought the consumer would ask, what their clients would ask, or the company's customer, and then armed them with really the same core belief that we entered into the project originally with. And once your team is fully informed, then they believe in the process. And quite frankly, no one liked our name, including our own people, because they dealt with the confusion of lighting every day. And our marketing department, Ted Troutwine, I mean, and Maria, they spent more time explaining what we didn't do than what we do. So I think why it worked with our customer and the public is, A, you have to keep in mind we're under 4 years old, and even though we had some brand awareness in Southern California, not many people know who we are yet. And of our existing customers, we ask permission first. I'm a big believer that you have to give your customer gives you permission to do what you do. And so we went out, explained the problem to them in social media, through direct mail, through personalized letters from me, and said, this is the process that we went through. This is the answer and the direction that we've come up with, and we ask you to support us in this, and we would appreciate your candid feedback. What I can tell you is that we had great feedback. We had very few people say, I hate the name. We had people say, I don't know why you changed it, because I liked your original name. But once they understood the why, then it started to grow on people, and then we socialized it in the stores through beautiful presentations on easels so that the customers could read about the name change and the reasoning why. And when we flipped the business over a weekend on August 29th, we went from Fixtures Living to Perch, and the team executed thousands of changes, both in collateral material and forms and signage, and you just can't imagine how difficult it is to do this. And that further accentuated why this was the right time if we ever were going to do it. So the tribute goes out to our customers, the developers that are affording this opportunity to go into these luxury centers. And to our people, our team did an extraordinary job in doing something that is very hard to do.
Well, congratulations on what sounds like, as I said before, kind of a risky move, but seems like a very smart one, very timely one, and so far a very well executed one. So, Jeffrey, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview and helping people understand the what, why, and how of changing a brand name. And for my listeners, I want you to know that you can learn more about Perch on its website. The URL is The Perch, so it's THEPIRCH. And on their website, you definitely want to check out the Blissery, which is the company's blog. There's lots of great information, and you can also leave comments and questions there. Thank you again, Jeffrey, and I wish you continued success.
Again, thanks for the opportunity, and on behalf of all of our team, it's been a privilege to be on the call.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.